Salah Hart is now with Dr. Fiorda, and today we're talking about the self-administered cervical screening test and what the aims of that program have been, how many have been distributed, etc. And have Māori and Pacifica women picked up on the availability of these home kits? Salah, tēnā koe, kia ora anō.
Morena, Dale.
Kia ora.
Lovely to talk to you again.
Tēnā koe, likewise, sis. And obviously when the kits came out, we thought, well, this is heading in the right direction, you might have a better understanding of how readily available the kits are and what the uptake has been like and the attitude from our wahine who have used them. Can you share some kōrero with us, please, Salah?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, I spoke with you a little while ago, I think it was back in September when we did the launch down in Pōneke. I suppose what I wanted to come and talk to you firstly about was the promotion of the Cervical Cancer Elimination Day. It was last Friday, so unfortunately we couldn't talk on that day. But I think that speaks to the international goal that people across the public health sphere and just in general have a commitment to actually eliminating cervical cancer, and using one of these self-tests is one of those things that we can do to detect any changes in cells that then usually can transition into cervical cancer. So, you know, it's a win-win scenario when we've got a global initiative, a health promotion day that actually looks to eliminate, doesn't just look to sort of live with it. And then we've got these new tools that we're embarking on as a part of disrupting the health system that says, actually, if we can take the well-being into our own hands, and if we can administer some of these really simple and easy tests ourselves, we remove some of the whakamau, we remove some of the shame, we remove some of the barriers that already exist to getting cervical screening done. So, you know, it's an amazing opportunity for us to be talking again today about that. And just to speak into the numbers, I don't have the total numbers to hand, Dale, at this moment in time. But when my team pulled together just some of the stats from last Thursday, so we've been doing pop-ups. The Hauora Māori partners across the Motu have been partnering with Te Wānanga Aotearoa on their campuses to actually do local screening pop-ups within each of the campuses. And on Thursday, we got 25 wahine Māori and wahine Pacifica screened. So like that's 25 more than what we had or would have had if we didn't have this test available, and we're taking it to their place of learning. So not only are we, you know, rubbing against the traditional need for us only to involve our health and well-being in a health centre, we're actually taking it to places and spaces that our people are at already, and we're making it really, really simple. And that's the beauty of initiatives like this, which, are, you know, I will praise all day long.
Tēnā koe. There must be a regime to evaluate the success or otherwise of this approach. What are you aware of as far as surveying or reporting so we can have a clearer picture of what is needed in the future, Salah? What's been built into, obviously, the availability of the tests, but what are some of the reporting issues or strategies that have been utilised here?
Yeah, so that's the job of the National Cervical Screening Program. So it's a cancer prevention program that sits within Te Whatu Ora National Public Health. I work in partnership with them in my role as Public and Population Health Directorate for Te Aka Whai Ora. And so we do these things in partnership, and that's how our health system has been built to actually address some of the unmet need. So if we think about where the need is, we know that wahine Māori are 1.5 times more likely to develop cervical cancer and 2.3 times more likely to die. And I think I spoke about these stats with you last time we had a kōrero. That's 2.3 times more likely to die compared to European women. So that's the need. If we start there, if we then have a wraparound of a cervical screening national program that doesn't just do a, you know, what we used to think about or talk about as a postcode lottery, if we roll out a national program, it will go nationwide. It isn't cut into 20 different DHB regions. We've got one health system that has two partners within it, Te Whatu Ora and Te Aka Whai Ora, and we work in strategic ways, us with the Hauora Māori partners, those that identify as a Hauora Māori partner, we look after them, and our mainstream and Pacifica services are looked after by Te Whatu Ora. So we work really hand in hand to meet the unmet need. We know that these current tests, there isn't enough funding currently to make them free and available for everybody. And so we have to go by the unmet need to place the criteria over who can access these for free. At the moment, that is for anyone aged over 30 and they've never had a screen or have never done a test before. Anyone who requires a follow-up test and is of Māori and Pacific descent and holds a community services card. So we know that generally speaking, these tests would be not used or not utilised by certain members of society because of cost, because of location, because of availability, and because of the whakamaa and shame that sits around our whare tangata and getting screened and tested. But this is one of the things that we can actually do as wahine and as people with cervixes to be able to screen, to check any of those cells that may be changing and to catch it before it turns into a cancerous cell. So it's a huge prevention program that we can actually play across the entirety of Aotearoa New Zealand to keep people well and to detect any cell changes that actually could develop into cancer. We want people to live long, well lives. We don't want people to be struggling through disease and ultimately have a really unsavoury death if we can actually look at ways in which to prevent them and keep them well.
Tēnā koe, Sela. Thanks very much. Wahine mā, you know of the availability of the self-administered tests. Let's utilise them and obviously acknowledging last Thursday, drawing awareness to cervical cancer, and all of us know somebody who we've lost prematurely through that condition. So it's something we can do, and it's great to have Salah with us as well. Salah Hart, who is the Deputy Chief Executive of the of Public and Population Health at Takao Whaiora. Always lovely to hear your voice and have a cordial. Thanks so much, Salah.
Ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe. Ngā mihi.